Parshas Nosoi. Pasuk says, Decided to donate to the Mishkan the Sheish Eglois Tzav different wagons. A goal is Mechusa is Queen Sabin, as a Tzav. And they decided to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi is a whole shot, one donated it now. This foreigner here says, first this foreigner says, what the Pshat Heim is here? I'm not him or him, not the Pshudim. So this foreigner, here the pasuk starts off. I akrivu the say Israel in of the korbanos they brought to the Siyam. So he says that they were in Indian of kivitzal mashaomdo b'kulan hirdish kol echmen b'shava sitrasu chosh ba'aveiros. They were marguish that maybe they were chosh ba'aveiros. So Mashiach, when the Siyam Eskimo Lama prepares, they stood up. And they were in the Siyam, they were in the Siyam, they stood up, and they wanted the Kapora for the door. That's why they brought these Korbanos now, in order to be Chaper for the whole Shevet. That's the Yisoid of their Kavon over here. But the Yisoid of the Agolis Rabbi Yisai itself, Lamais and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take them right away. He thought that They shouldn't be donated. Why? So the Parsha Pshad, the Sforna says Pshad, he thought that the Fakir, just like the Bnei Kohos, have to carry their part, each part of the Shevet Levi, each family in Shevet Levi had to carry different parts of the Mishkan. And we know Bnei Kohos carried the Aron, and they carried on their shoulders. So they thought, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that everybody should carry on their shoulders. You carry the Mishkan on their shoulders. Came along to see when they donated these wagons, and then Moshe Rabbeinu thought, no, we're not going to use it for that. So, the Baruch of Kach ve'itom, how you love what is that? What is oil me'eh? But Satan some oil of him, each could feel what does. So, they should take these agolas, and they should be used for the Mishkan, that for the ones who have to carry the heavy lumber of the Mishkan, that should be used for them, they should have it, and Lamaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it, and it was taka better. They should use their goals. The Maisa, what's the Shachvatari over here? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, L'chor had a Shachvatari, the Mishkan is holy, the Mishkan is a very different place. It's because the Shkin is the Shoyim and the Mishkan itself. And yet, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know what, it's better that they should tackle, load it onto the wagons, use the wagons. So it could be, this foreigner says on the Pshat, it says, Agol al Shnei HaNisiyim, there was one Agol for each two Nisiyim. Lo is ha'ach for b'neim. Asher bo yu ruim shetish reshchina b'neim. To show the ach for b'neim, that he says that they donated two. Agol al Shnei, every two Nisiyim donated one. That should come together, it should be ach for the donated one. I want to be moisim on the word also, that could be also the union of that goal, is the extra donation of that goal. Plus with the fact that it was two Nisim donated each one, so they had to get together to do it. It also was a show of Achtus, of being Nisim for Oil Chavera. That the Nisim thought the Nesiim to realize that these Levim are going to have to schlep along the lumber all the way. Okay, the Chanavi, carrying the arm, you have to carry the arm, but the lumber, and Mela, the Nesiim felt that it's going to be taka very difficult, and they thought very deep into what the Levim needed. Now the Bnei Levim also wanted that watched over them, because as we said the last week's part, they were around the Mishkan to make sure the Zohar wouldn't go in. But they felt a need, and they thought deeply into what the other one needed in order to make it easier for them. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it could be that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this was has a bigger tafkid, a tachlis for the Mishkan. Because the Yisod of the Mishkan is built on the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Yisod of the Mishkan is built on. We know it says Vayah Mishkan Echad. The Mishkan, in order to Shmashu Asher Shechina, it has to be Achdus. It's the Mele Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mele, the donation of these Agolus was a Gevaldika. It was a Gevaldika Hachshara for Achdus. Rabbi Yisai, because it showed very deep the concern that the Shvatim were thinking about the Shevet Levi that was doing that work with Makosek. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai, very big Zach. Is it made of the Chiddush door of the words that Moshe Rabbeinu could have been at Be'etzim Karaz, or Avad L'Chorah in Svara, the Mishkan should have been right. We carry by the Levim on their shoulders, just like everything else, the Mishkan totally. But there's a bigger Te'eles of Achdus V'Achva that's created through the giving of everybody, giving the Agolis. A bigger thing is created by giving the Agolis of Moshe. L'meila, it's a very gishmak. L'meila, it's very gishmak. That's why, because Bo said, take it, kach me'ito. V'hoyu la'avoyed is avoyed oil ma'ed. This should be the avodah of this oil moyeh to create am va'achvo. That's the yisod of bnei mishkan. Oyel mishkan echad. That has a bigger tafkid. That's more important to me. I'm saying a murder. The chiddush was saying a chiddush that was never heard before. That's more important. That Kodesh Baruch Hu. The fact that it's building achvo va'achdus. The fact that people are thinking about the Shevet Levi. That they have to schlep around. They have to go avodah parah by schlepping the lumber of the mishkan. And the fact that they're going to have this agolah so much donated by the rest of Klal Yisrael to help them, it's a bigger te'elas than doing that thing of carrying the kedushon, because it creates achva v'achdus. And man, that's the story of the agolah sova, boy. So just they came to the chiddush now, but what's it mean for us, boy? So I wish I need the whole yeshiva here right now, because I want to say a very very deep. But bring everybody in. I want to say a very important raid now, boy. So
boy,
so what is this Logia for us, Rabbi Yisrael? Logia, the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael, very much, Rabbi Yisrael. What's an Logia? It's Logia, Poshit. A person lives together in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael. We live together in the Yeshiva. Everybody has different jobs in the Yeshiva. There are people that have jobs in the Yeshiva. There are different things that are going on in the Yeshiva. In order for there to be achva, in order for yeshiva to function properly, people have to be courteous and considerate for other people of Bosa. You have to be considerate for other people of Bosa. You have to realize that we're here to serve the Bnei Yisrael and build a moko and Torah. That's what every yeshiva is about. And everybody has to take on themselves to think about others and to be put, donate themselves for others. Donate them money, whatever it is, he was donating money, whatever it is to themselves, in order that the thing should run smoothly and there should be harmony in the yeshiva. This is something that is not only for yeshiva, for any institution, but there's another institution that everybody's going to be joining one day, especially this yeshiva. But it's an institution that everybody's going to be joining, that institution. It's called the institution of marriage. And if a person doesn't learn, if he's a part of an institution, that I have to give whatever I can to help the other person, or to help the matzah, to help the situation be more easier for the other people, or be more nicer, be more schmack, because it's not going to go, Rabbi Yisrael. Because everybody's going to take, and no one's going to give, and no one's going to donate their time, their energy to develop, and to make a beautiful matzah. This is so important in yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael. It's sometimes echoed it for me, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't understand it still. I'm trying to come to terms with it. But I don't. We speak about it a few times, and I think I have to speak about it every single day until it gets into somebody's noodle that you don't eat Gary Dim nuts and put it all over the floor and on the couch and all over the people that everybody could see your spit. Excuse the expression, in the Gary Dim seat. That it has to be designated. Every emergency shower, you have to walk by here and all over the place. You have to see a person's garbage, pardon the expression. That just shows a lack of total. I don't give a darn about anybody else except for one person. Can anybody figure who that is? All I care about is myself. That's all I care about. I'm going to go ahead and eat Gary Dim shells. I'm going to spread out wherever I can. But I want everybody to know that I had watermelon seeds this Shabbos. Sorry about that. I hope I can get into your eye, just above your nose. It looks like he was able to spit it out. And leaves his cups for all everybody to see, and his nose tissues. Shkoyach, Rabbi Say, after you, you know, had a good, beautiful morning say this morning, so happy to get a big present at my table, or over the table, nose tissues. And so other things, Rabbi Say. But more important, Rabbi Say, one thing was bothering this week. I was walking past a certain area, and Daf didn't pick it up because I was there. I was walking past a certain area in this yeshiva, and I saw two library books. I think one of them was called Chocolate Liquor. There was also Chocolate Liquor there, or maybe other liquor was around, but this book was called Chocolate Liquor. I think it's been sitting there for about 3 weeks. How many people have walked by the books? And I don't think they know it, and just, okay, yeshiva book, who cares? How many people walk by things that are going by the yeshiva? Things that the yeshiva, something that could have been returned, something that's going on, water's being leaking out, something that's had broken, something that could be fixed, something that needs help with, just walk by and said, who cares? Who cares? It's not my daiga. So it belongs to yeshiva. So this belongs to yeshiva, so that belongs to yeshiva. Who cares? It's yeshiva's. But the yeshiva wastes money, you guys leave on air conditioning for the whole Shabbos, and no one's in the room. Baruch Hashem, you come back, it's ice cold. The North Pole, maybe. But it comes from a total lack of consideration with anybody else. A guy could walk by things in yeshiva that's growing and say, oh, it's not me, it's not my thing, I didn't bring it here. What's the difference? Belongs to the yeshiva, something that the yeshiva is kosher to the yeshiva, you pick it up and you bring it back. What does that have to do with it? But that's the person who knows it with oil in the oil of the yeshiva and make sure the other things are good. So what? This person made an avla. The person took it out is obviously wrong. It's inconsiderate. But that doesn't mean that if you see something lying around, something that needs to be fixed, something that has to be taken care of, the person could take the decency and say, oh, listen, let me go do something. Let me go make the matzav nicer. Let me go make the matzav better. Okay, so it wasn't, so a guy was inconsiderate. Does that mean I have to continue with inconsideracy? The person could donate themselves and to make the matzav better, to look of ways of helping out in the yeshiva to make the matzav greater. So the guy who was supposed to do his job didn't do his job. Okay, so now it's a catastrophe. Attack that guy. So let's figure out a way how we can go out now without the, I'm not saying he's right, the person didn't do his job. But let's figure out a way how we can, and we make it work even without him. It doesn't have to be that, okay, because he did his job with the whole thing. Everybody says, let's all chip in now. Let's do what we can to make the matzah better. Let's clean up the campus. We have to wait. Together, we'll get together. Let's make the campus nice. Let's make the whole situation nice. That's what living together with other people are based on. Partial decency means is trying to be considerate to work together. To try to take off the oil from everybody else. If it will go for him, I'm going to try to make it easier for him. If it will go for that, I'm going to try to make it easier for him. He tries to make it easier for me. And that's harmony. That's marriage. Trying to make it easier for your wife, your wife trying to make it easier for you. That's working together, everybody said. That's building. Anything that you want to build together, any home, it takes joint effort. That everybody has to put in their fullest. And even if somebody's a little bit inconsiderate, so we pass, we move by him, or we work together to make a matzah of itself. We have a library in the back of us, for instance. It used to be set up very nicely if some people put the good work. A lot of people just totally inconsiderate. They take out books, they don't bring them back. There is books over there. The whole thing, I looked over yesterday, it looks like who knows what. People throw things over. You walk by it, it takes 2 minutes for a second. Maybe yourself, before no one has to give you a schmooze about it, straighten up the books, few books that you put back, throw something in, or there's a swarm around, lying around. It just takes a little bit of consideration of making the whole place. And that's the only issue of any place that you're in. To make it a place that is enjoyable. And that just takes consideration from each and every one of us to put in our fullest, Rabbi Yisrael. Otherwise, the mice, your entire lives, you're going to live that way. Oh, I didn't do it. My wife did it. So I'm going to leave the thing over there. So you can clean up the dishes. One time your wife was supposed to clean, she didn't do the dishes. You come home and do the dishes. It doesn't hurt. I'm not going to hurt you. To get your hands a little dirty. And that goes for everything, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything in life, if you want to be able to have harmony, you have to make your effort to consider it and do whatever you can. Whatever you can. Whether that person does or doesn't do, that's not the point. Just do whatever you can to make the matzah the best matzah it could be. It was just a pellet to me. How many guys walk past those two library books? I wanted to take it the first day, but I was thinking to myself, how many times people would walk by and not one person would pick up those two library books? And why they say, okay, the guy who took it out. Well, the guy who took it out is wrong or right. But now the two libraries lying out there for who knows how long. I'm still waiting for the... I'm trying to figure out how many days it's going to take for someone to see them, pick them up, and bring them out. That's not mine. I didn't do it. Who cares? You care about the yeshiva now. You care about the matzah. You want to make the place run well. You want to be harmony. Who cares if that guy did? He's inconsiderate. He's wrong. But two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right. A person has to understand that we have to try to make the workload easy and the chanam, that everybody has to be considered meikara. But if you see that no one's doing it, so the right thing to do is to get involved, do the best you can to make it beautiful matzah. Cleaning up the base medrash, whatever you can do, whatever you can donate, make it easier for everybody else, in any way we can, Rabbi Yisrael, that's how a person's going to be successful in life. Those who talk about considering in life, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm telling you now, are going to have an easy, geschmack of life. And those who are not considering, and those who don't think about others, they don't think about themselves. So b'sayif shel gavah, you can have a difficult life. I'm telling you, the tzias is. The more we learn to be considerate, the more we learn to care, the more we learn to think about others, the more we think about the institutions that we're in, making it the best place as possible, and the more b'ezer Hashem will help and create a beautiful environment for everybody around us, including ourselves.